Nauru.
Blog Talk Radio.
Bring the action.
When you're in the club, you're gonna turn the shit up. You're gonna turn the shit up. You're gonna turn the shit up. When we're in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us. See the boys in the club. They're watching us. They're watching us. They're watching us. Everybody in the club. All eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
Thank you.
I don't think we used that one yet, have you?
That song. I've added a new song to our repertoire.
That...
Repertoire or repertoire? I don't know.
Both of y'all lying. I don't know what you're talking about, but you're lying.
Sorry!
I love it when you just storm in here. Facts be damned.
You like it. Are we live? Are we live?
We are live.
The British lady told us we were live, so.
We live? We live?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, there's like nobody in the chat room.
I'm coming in the chat room.
Quiet. All right, so. You
want to sing the song, Eve. Go ahead.
All right, well, it is Thursday night, 12:20, the day before the end of the world, the day before the apocalypse. That's fine. Yeah. We have the gold god himself. He's going to stop it, right? We have Mr. Master Blaster over there on the left.
Wait, who's the gold god?
You are, the golden god, the golden-haired god, that is you.
Oh, haired. Got it. I'm with you now. I can't do anything about it, though. If the apocalypse is going to happen, I'm just letting you all know right now, it's every man damn for himself. Good thing, man.
See, that's not the way to do it. That's not the way to do it.
Every man damn for himself. And woman. Every woman damn for himself.
And over there in the other corner, typing like a mad woman is Miss Corey. Yay!
Hi there, at a player.
What you doing?
What are you doing?
I am watching the screen on my other computer and waiting for me to have to do something.
I was hoping she was going to be done tonight, so she was going to get to play some FE or something.
I had a slight issue with figuring out the mother drive. Why do I keep saying that? Hard drive.
The mother drive.
From now on, they're the mother drives. They pretty much are the mother. They take care of the computer.
I'm pretty sure there is a master slave relationship, not a mother, not a parental relationship that the drives have.
Just letting you know. Good, that whole master slave
thing. I'm just letting you know. I'm surprised that you guys are confused by that.
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm
just saying that I love the joint, and you are all my slaves. You should understand how this works by now.
I believe you be confused and stuff.
All right. Sorry,
I'm not confused. I'm not confused. I'm accurate.
Accurately confused is what you are. So much to do. So many people to kill. I mean, so little time.
So much crap.
And it is freaking cold.
Thank you. I turned the heater to 71 today, and I'm like being grabbed at. I'm like, dude, it's cold.
Trade ya.
It's cold.
Trade ya.
Man, there is so much stuff to talk about.
Wait a minute,
so much.
I gotta flex first. You know, I have to get shoulders.
In a card there on the Christmas tree. I can't wait.
Gun to the style.
No,
all right, so I got 50 million windows open. It has been a busy day. I swear I looked up and it's just like...
Oh, my God. Okay. All right, let's jump into this because, man...
Okay, did you watch the little clip I sent you?
Yeah, I did watch that early.
I did as well.
All right, and those of you who have not watched, I will pop it into the chat room. It's also on our Facebook page. As you all know, this week... I'm sorry, I touched my boobs while I talk. This week, Where are they going? They're gone away. Okay, anyway, I'm all.
Your boobs went away?
I told y'all I was losing a whole lot of weight. Some of that is boobage. The booty never goes, ever. Nothing I do gets rid of the booty. But the boobs sometimes go. That's fine. They can take it back down.
So all is right with the world.
Yes, yeah, so I can go braless in the summer. I can only say this at night, by the way. Okay, so anyway, this week, gamers, of course, we've been under fire from the mainstream media people because of what happened at Sandy Hook Elementary.
Poor choice of words.
Yeah. Well, poor choice of words indeed.
Everything about this whole thing is actually really ridiculously. Actually, I've gotten the point now, especially with the way that the media is treating this. It's like, you know, can we have some respect? Can we not have a media circus about this?
It is a big circus. They won't leave the town. If I was the mayor, I would tell all the media, you have to leave. Just leave. Let the people mourn in peace and quiet. It's enough what happened. But to add insult to injury, we again got blamed, gamers. We got blamed. It's our fault. Mass Effect. First it was Mass Effect, and then it segued into Call of Duty. And today I had the pleasure of becoming a hardcore fan of Mr. Penn Jillette. If you don't know who that is, I didn't know which one was which this morning. Penn and Teller is who I'm talking about, and Penn Jillette was on The Wendy Show. As I said this morning, I watch a lot of talk shows because it's similar to what we do here at night. So I like to make sure we're on point. And, of course, Wendy and her three, what do I want to call them?
Harlots?
Harlots.
Oh, there's no. Now, wait a minute. Wait, there are no facts to back up the support that they are, that they're whores. There's nothing supporting that.
You can't call them whores. Oh, she gossips, too. There's no facts to support some of the stuff she says, either. But hey,
I know. That's what I'm trying to say.
So,
less time on your wig, more time on the facts.
Right,
thanks.
Right, exactly.
Is that a wig? Is that really a wig?
Yes, it's a wig. See, but see, where she fails epically is because I spend time on my wigs and my games. See, you can't just be all just talking willy-nilly.
Wait. How many girls? Wait a minute. You're wearing wigs too. How many people are wearing wigs? Is this a phenomenon or something? Did I miss the boat on this?
Dude, how could you not know that I wear wigs? You've been knowing me for how many years? Sometimes it's my hair, sometimes it's not. You just never know.
Why the deception? I don't understand.
Not deception. I just sometimes don't feel like combing my hair. I throw a wig on and I'm looking fabulous and
really?
I work. Yeah.
She always looks fabulous.
I pin it down. You can put it in everything. You're like, you think that's my hair, but it's not. It still hurts.
That's
like hair.
Hot.
Yeah, it still hurts when you pull it. Anyway, look, somebody's gonna pull my hair the wrong day, and it's gonna be my actual hair. And yeah, several people have trouble telling my hair from the wig. See, I had blaster full. He was on today, and they were, of course, going about what happened. And, of course, video games came into play, as they have all week long. And I was so happy that he was sitting at the table. At first, I was like, what the hell is he doing there? Who cares? Why is he there? And when he opened his mouth, oh, the eloquence that fell out.
Wait. You've never seen Bullshit?
No, I'm not.
You know what I'm talking about, Mr. That?
I know. They have a show that then it's going to be airing on HBO pretty soon, actually.
It's been airing on HBO.
No, they have a new one. It's a new one.
One
coming out. And they're on tour or something. But I've never been fans of theirs. I watched them do something. I was like, these guys are stupid. But apparently I stand corrected because Mr. Gillette's got a brain in there. That makes
He's had it in there for a while.
I didn't know. And that makes him look cute because, you know, I love him. He's a smart guy. You may not be cute, but you start speaking intelligence and eloquence, and I'm like, you know, you're kind of cute. Okay, so I'm trying to keep this as lighthearted as possible because, man, I'm aggravated when I saw this morning. The woman sitting across from him, and again, some of you have not had a chance to watch it, so I'm kind of stalling. The woman sitting to his left. This is a bad clip. I could not get a copy. Wendy refused to put this up on her site because I was just going to rip it from her site and actually have some, you know, some sound clips. But apparently she got smart. This probably won't go up till tomorrow. Don't mean we won't talk about you when we come back for the new year. But
that's all talking. I was wondering why you weren't hearing me. Muted myself.
Yeah, you're muted. So the woman sitting to the left of him who was going on about people who have Asperger's and the boy that did that Asperger's and, you know, he's sitting playing Call of Duty and shooting all day and, of course, he's going to go kill people. And I'm like, do you know, and anybody's kids that has Asperger's is going to be all over you, or they should be. You can basically set up a whole stereotype. Kids with Asperger's do not all sit down, and once they do something, they go nuts and decide they're going to kill people. That had nothing
exactly
to do with what he did. Parents that have autism, you should have been all over this. If you're not, you should be.
Well, you know, here's the thing I noticed. There was as many people in the audience that were listening to that discussion that were clapping when, I guess, Wig Lady made her factless and baseless statements, right? And as they were when Gillette was making his, you know, very factual, very matter-of-fact statements. So I think that there were more than a few people in that audience that shared her opinion of that, right? So, and again, this is an opinion, not facts, because she has no facts. Mm-hmm. That was Gillette's whole point, is that she has no scientific, there's never been one shred of scientific evidence that supports that with Asperger's are more likely to commit violence. So here's the whole thing. This thing's just been a giant tragedy. And what people are doing on, you know, on the sides of the aisles that have disliked video games and, you know, also people on the side aisle don't like guns because they're scary and they make loud noise and they can hurt people, mm-hmm. are taking advantage of this. They're taking political advantage of the tragedy that happened there, right? Instead of asking the questions, how can we make our schools safer? How can we protect students, you know, at school from things like this, protect them from this happening, right? And instead of asking those kinds of questions and really come up with a really good debate on that and figuring it all out, they instead decide to try to take advantage of their dislike and misunderstanding when it comes to violent video games and rifles and handguns and all the different versions of ways of, you know, knives. What's next? Knives. I mean, somebody stabs a bunch of people. I mean, we're all going to be eating with plastic forks and spoons the rest of our lives, right? I mean, it's just ridiculous. And we, you know, whatever you feel about, you know, whatever you feel about guns, whatever you feel about violent video games, you shouldn't just go out there and make statements, right, without backing it, and you shouldn't take advantage of a situation like this to get your point across and to make people get your agenda done. It's just, it's not right. And, you know, I am offended by people that do this kind of thing. And that really offends me that people would take advantage of that. If I was one of the parents of those children, I would tell everybody just shut up and let's have a real discussion about how this can never, we can make this never, ever happen again, right? And a real discussion, not a fake fantasy discussion. We remove all of the bad things. Like, I can't go through my house and remove all the sharp corners of my house, right? I can't go there and remove all of the, you know, I can't make it so that my bathtubs never fill up with water. I can't make it so that, the knives in my kitchen never cut anybody. I can't. That's fantasy, right? We need to talk about real ways of preventing this from ever happening. And
the way not to do it is to say, well, if we stop letting them play games, then maybe this won't happen again.
I find it funny that. You know, I'm sorry. I don't mean to dominate the conversation. I just want to say one thing. I find that interesting. I find it funny that people believe that since video games, that there's been no mass murders
before video games.
1980. Right, there was never any mass murders committed until the video games were created. Right, everything was safe, and nobody ever happened.
Yeah, as I said earlier in the week, and unfortunately, I did not get a chance to research this. It's been a busy, busy day, but we had a school shooting similar to this in the 1940s and 50s. There's photos up, and I actually ran across this on the History Channel. I remember where I saw it, and this was one of just as horrible. The guy went and blew up an elementary school. He killed several teachers, several little kids around the same age, and then he
some people he killed. I want to say, right?
Yeah, he killed quite a few people, and then on the way home, he shot and killed people. And this was before a video game was ever even an inkling in the mind of anybody.
And then he came back and blew himself up and
right.
the rescue workers.
Yes. He killed several people. So I don't know why we cannot just accept that sometimes people are just not mentally well. It has nothing to do with the games. It has nothing to do with any other outside factor. It's not the movies. So I don't understand where they keep jumping from this correlation. I put it this way. I would like to have asked, especially the lady sitting to his left, and Wendy, you probably at least picked up a controller once in your life. When you were holding it, did you immediately say, oh, God, I am struck with the desire to go out and stab somebody or shoot them? No, you weren't, because you understand it's not realistic. It has, and this person, this little boy who went out and killed these people, yes, he's mentally ill, but if it wasn't the games, it would have been a pick of gum. He might have read triglyceride and said, you know what, I don't like this word. I think I'm going to kill everybody. What is the game company? The gum company needs to be blamed too? It's the correlations you draw make no sense instead of blaming the parents. The mother took the child to the gun range.
There we go.
She had the guns in the house. She left them alone. She taught him how to shoot them.
The issue is that parent right there. The parent knew. All right, Asperger's or not. Sorry, excuse me. The parent knew that this child had some sort of mental issue. And he'd begun self-harming himself a year or two prior.
Right.
He'd become violent. She knew this and still did not seek out help for this boy. She did not institutionalize him. She did not seek out any kind of medical help for him. Oh, he's got Asperger's. I don't care. Your kid starts burning themselves with a fucking lighter. Get help.
Right.
And you've got two extremes to ask. You got two.
Do something, bitch.
You've got two extremes to Asperger's, really. You have the ones who are like Temple Grandin. And as a matter of fact, one of the girls that was on Top Model had Asperger's, and she makes the perfect model because that's what's in her. There's no violence in her. And then you have the people that are violent. But they are no different, honestly, than any other regular person. We all have greatness in us, and we all have evil under the right circumstances. This
hey,
just happened to be the right circumstances for him to go and do something horrible. So we need to stop saying it has something to do with some extenuating factor. I loved the part when Penn said, he says, you know, we think Shakespeare is brilliant. We read all of Shakespeare's plays. We teach them to our kids in school, but they've got suicide and murder and rapes in them. But we think this is brilliant. But because it's a video game and we keep trying to equate it with the kid, we keep saying, well, you know, this is why they're this way. And
This way because you parents leave them in front of TVs, leave them in front of these boxes, let them have them inside their rooms, their privacy with the PCs, Xbox, PS3s. You do not pay attention to what your children are getting into, what they're doing, what their mental health is like, what their emotional level is at. And then these children go off the deep end. It has nothing to do with the game. It has to do with your lack of parenting. You failed. You failed them and you failed everybody out there. Everybody your child hurt, you failed.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Right. And when there are no more games to blame, let's just fantasize 10 years down the road, violent video games outlawed, guns outlawed, knives outlawed. When there are no more things to kill people with, somebody's going to get in a car and they're going to drive into a market and run over as many people as they can. Or somebody's going to do something else really crazy. If people are determined to hurt a group of people, they're going to do it. Right? And it has no, and that's a decision they make. That is not something that you can be influenced. It's just like back in the old days, the subliminal advertisings, right? All that stuff that you know, movies.
Yeah, they do in the movies, which they show you food behind the pictures, and you'd get hungry. So say.
And so here the question I say is if that really worked, why aren't we seeing people, you know, theaters still trying to do that? Why aren't we seeing them getting caught doing that, right? Because it just doesn't work. You can't make somebody do something
they don't want to do.
Even hypnotists will tell you, even people that hypnotize people, they say you have to have a willing subject. What they're basically telling you is the person that I'm quote-unquote hypnotizing is really just going along with it because they really want to. Like I really don't believe in the hypnotizing stuff. I have yet to see any proof of that, really. What it is that you have to have a willing mind, a person who's willing to be controlled and manipulated by you, and then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? That they do that, that they give over the hypnotist and do what the hypnotist says.
That'd be interesting. Right? We have to talk about that later. that'd be quite – now, you bring forth another point. If this was the case that – and we were making this funny point all week about this. If this was the case that the games were creating people that were horrible, why am I not out fishing all day? Why do I not like rope fishing? Why do I, you know, why am I not outside right now trying to dig up stuff out of the ground, jewels, whatever it is? Because for you to say that a game that's caused, you know, that has violence in it is the cause of somebody killing somebody, what about these people that play The Sims all day? Why are they not walk around trying to orchestrate shit or build houses? There's tons of people who play 50 million different types of video games that they like, and it does not influence their real-world behavior in the least. And some of them, yes, are mentally ill. There are mentally ill people that play Farmville. There are mentally ill people that are playing Kingdom, Fishing Kingdom, or Spades, or Uno.
I put forward that every person playing Farmville is mentally ill. That's just
yes. So saying, I mean, if people in SL wandered around like they did in SL in real life, oh my God.
Yeah. Well, we had a movie like, remember the movie Gamer, where the people were controlling other people. They were all dressed up.
That is true. That is true.
So I don't understand why. What did you say? They're dark ones. There's still ways to make bombs, and the people saying, "Yeah, there's always ways. If you want to hurt somebody, there's really no stopping you."
Yeah, I heard somebody talk about that from England. No, we don't have school shootings over here. We all have those ones. No. All right. So how many bombings have y'all had?
Tons.
Right. Even more than that.
They have bombings for the day.
Well, they have roaming gangs of thugs, like just
they
young
do.
Youth. Disillusioned youth that go around and beat up people and steal from them and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I hate to say it to you, but if you try that kind of stuff in Texas, you're going to be in a lot of trouble.
Hell yeah.
Wait a minute. Are you trying to take my purse?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. So, and yeah, she brought up Texas, too. She's like, well, everybody in Texas has a gun. Miss Williams, everybody in Texas does not have a gun. Where do these people... they get this stuff
from.
Don't
you know we all ride horses and wear 10-gallon hats? And
yes, apparently we do. I got on some chaps now. They're assless, too.
Hot, hot, hot. Hello, guest. If you'd like to participate in the conversation, please, up on your right-hand corner, make an account. Come back.
Or you can call in 347-215-7977. However, you peoples that listen to the show not live, do not call in after
No.
One of the BT reps told me, you guys get a lot of calls when you're not on air.
Well,
we're not here, people. We're not here after 10 p.m. Central Standard Time on Thursday. We are not here. We do love you just the same, but we are not here.
All right, so now that this stupidity has spread so far, there is a poor boy, 12-year-old Newton, Connecticut boy, who started a campaign to stop playing violent video games. He wants everybody to throw away their violent video games, like Call of Duty and everything else, after attending the funeral of one of his brother's friends who had been killed during the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. You're teaching your kids wrong. I understand he's hurt right now, but you have to teach him correctly what happened here, why this happened. Stop
saying it's games. It's not games.
Yes.
Games did not do this. A mentally ill, sick person. You know, here's where they're doing him a service.
What it comes down to is this boy was abused. He was abused and neglected.
Mm-hmm.
He had a mental health issue, and nobody helped him. You know his school counselors knew about it. You knew his mother and father knew about it because it came out in their divorce papers. They knew about it, and everybody fucking turned a blind eye. And this happened. So abused and neglected. I think we should go after the father.
I agree.
Why aren't we outlawing divorce? I mean, obviously that contributed to this, right? I mean,
yeah.
So what we should do is outlaw that. If you have a kid, then you can't get divorced anymore.
I was more going on, if you have a child that has mental issues and you do not seek them help.
He's exaggerating to make a point. Here's the thing. I have said this before. I have a lovely daughter in there. She plays a mini of a violent video game, and some of them are cute. The only thing I see her actually emulating is the dancing games because she likes music. So I'll see her, she'll hear a song. You know, you guys have played Dance Central. You'll hear something from Dance Central and you immediately go into the steps from Dance Central. That's about it. And I know you're like, well, she's not mentally ill. Then here's the rub, people. There's always a mentally ill person playing a game. And I don't know who that little person's going to grow up to be. Now, I have warned her, if you roll in here one day talking about you're going to stab me, that's going to be the last time anybody sees you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to kill you, but you're going somewhere because, you know, I'm not going to be responsible for you killing anybody's kid or me. So if you're feeling like you want to stab me, you might want to think about that.
Yeah.
Try to pull some rationale in. If you can't, you need to let me know. We can get you some help. But you cannot have kids and not pay attention to them. You cannot park them in front of the TV. You have to literally watch everything they do. And I'm not meaning, you know, make sure, you know, they get across the street okay, but you have to notice when something is wrong with your child and be parent enough to say there's something wrong with my child. There's something wrong with my child.
Yeah, you got to love this boy. The boy who's wanting to throw out all these games, his mother had something to chime in with. Roberta Middleton says that she prohibited her son from playing games like Call of Duty, but eventually gave in because he's an A student and a gentle kid. She just didn't see any real harm in it. Your kid is 12. Your kid is 12. Call of Duty is rated M. Not for 12-year-olds.
Not. Ooh, good point. That's a very good point. And here's on top of that, I have a question for you.
Who is it? Let me go ahead and tweet that. Who is that now?
That is Roberta Middleton, the mother of Max Goldstein, the kid who wanted to throw out all violent video games.
Yeah, I have an interesting point to make about that. So is he now, since he's been playing violent video games, has she caught him planning to kill a bunch of people? Has she caught him becoming a more violent person since he's been playing those games? Or is he still an A student? My guess is he's probably still an A student. My other guess is he's probably had no change whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I mean, you know, the fact that she didn't pay attention to the ESRB ratings aside, I agree that, you know, there's certain ages that you just shouldn't let kids play games like that. I mean, it's just too... The reason why I think that is...
That you hear in the Call of Duty chat.
Exactly.
Not online. I would never let Baby Natrix online by herself.
The only way you're going to play multiplayer for Call of Duty.
She don't play multiplayer.
Well,
you know what? You know what? She's not a Call of Duty fan. Her, you know, on her poison. She's all about...
I'm going to say this boy probably plays online multiplayer.
The thing is, like you said, it's rated M, and even ESRB is saying when you load up the game, what's the big thing it says across the screen? We are not responsible for online.
Uh-huh.
We cannot guarantee. Even the M could be way worse.
Actually, I actually prefer the PEGI ratings because it's like they have an age right on there.
They have an age.
Well, I know they do, but it's in fine. It's like big giant M, fine, you know, smaller print age. Right.
Because people are like, oh, my kid's mature. No, your kid's a little twat. Your kid is not mature.
Oh, God. Did she tell us?
Twat.
Oh, my God. That's how bad I have to see you next Tuesday. Word. Oh, my God. Go ahead.
Sorry. Oh, I was going to. No, go ahead. Sorry. Go for it.
I was going to say the thing is, they won't read. Even if we had PEGI ratings here, Americans don't read.
No, we don't.
They don't read it. That's why someone is actually...
Why would we read? We have reality TV. We can learn everything from reality TV.
I read everything. Miller Lite, Bear, what are you talking about? I don't read.
I reckon you don't read enough.
I read it.
The thing, okay, I cannot tell you, and I say this every time we have one of these shows, how many times I'm standing in the store in the gaming section and I see parents picking up a game for their child that's standing next to them that is clearly between the ages of 5 and 7 and they're picking up a Call of Duty for Dead. And then when I say, hey, because I always do, I say, hey, you're getting that for her? Well, you know, I'm getting it for him or her, but their big brother plays, I just figure they can all play. Okay, why don't you get something for him or her that's more age appropriate? Well, what's wrong with this? All the kids want to play it. Then... should it turn out that your kid is mentally ill and they go to school and kill everybody, guess what you're going to blame? The game.
Stop
in their hands.
Spoiling your kids.
You
again. Okay to tell your kid no.
No. And all the time that I've been doing this site, I have had now two parents that I have stopped from buying a game. One was a mom buying GTA for her son, and I pointed out the ESRB rating to her, and she said, I never knew what those meant. And she says, she read it, and she says, oh, no, you can't have this. And the little boy's like, well, Tommy has it. Well, I'm not Tommy's mom. I was like, perfect response.
Hell yeah. And put
it back. And another guy, this was actually last Christmas, was standing next to me, and he was going to buy his little girl. I want to say it was Left 4 Dead. And I said, Dad, have you played that? And he says, well, no, you know, she can handle it. I says, well, you should always pre-play stuff like that for the little people. I told him who I was. And he says, well, what's appropriate for her age group? And I picked up Michael Jackson The Experience and said, there you go. And she says, I like that. I said, see, problem solved. Done. And he took it and he bought it for her. So maybe we need somebody to stand in the store for something. ESRB, maybe you need somebody in the store Christmas that's a rep for
you know
ESRB.
Guns, all right, fine. I can compromise. Guns are behind the counter.
Yeah.
Put the game on the counter. I have a gaming counter.
Well, they do. Everything's locked up. You know how they keep them locked up. Because, you know, some of y'all, know what gamers will do, they won't kill, but we will steal our asses off. I'm not going to even say. We'll steal some shit in the store. Is that a
true?
Look, we'll take the game out of the case, like the Assassin's Creed thing that happened to me. Oh, yeah, we'll steal some shit. We're not murderers. We're thieves, so y'all get it straight. So, but I think ESRB maybe needs to have a rep in the store. They need a store.
Too many stores to cover. Way too many stores to cover.
There. Well, hell, in the long run, when they start banning the games, this is not helping the developers, is what I'm saying. They're getting a bad rep. Even Penn was saying that. He says, you know, gaming, the video games, making video games is an art. It's another art form, and we should not be blaming the artists. So if we got to put somebody in the store that's going to stand there and explain to them, you know, and I'm not talking about GameStop, because those guys, most times in GameStop, when you've got a good staff in there, they do a really great job of making sure they explain to the parents that this game is, you know, probably not for this age group. But the Toys R Us's, Big Lots sells Call of Duty, and there's not even a counter, y'all.
Big Lots sells Call of Duty.
Big Lots sells games.
They don't
put the game out. They put the case out on the floor, and you go pick up the case, you take it to the counter, and then you can buy the game. But my point is it's Big Lots. This is not even...
They're not paid enough to warn people.
Yeah, there's no ESRB rating anywhere that I saw in there. There's like a little rack, and they're just sitting there. And, you know, obviously I'm a gamer, so I notice it. And any other person that wants to play games is going to catch your eye right off. But I picked it up. There was a Call of Duty up there. There's some rated M games. And, of course, yeah, it's on the box, but the parents are not reading the box. They're Christmas shopping. They pass by. It's a game. It's something that they heard on TV, and then they pick it up, and they go. And
Always read the box.
So what we're illustrating here is that parents are not as responsible as they should be. And I can tell you that I know a few parents that aren't as responsible as they should be. I can also tell you that I don't know how you can regulate responsibility for parents. And I think that the real thing that we should be talking about here is not, you know, how do we get parents to be more – I mean, we should talk about that, definitely. How do we get parents to be more engaged with their children? But how do we prevent tragedies like this happening, right? And that's really where I think this whole conversation is being missed, because people are trying to – parent other people's kids. They're trying to be the parent where other people may not be capable of being parents.
Well,
that's what's going on here.
Well, see, this is where I the government has told parents that we will parent for you by some of the things they do. By this bullshit here that they're jumping in the middle, we're going to ban the games. Basically, you're telling parents,
motherfucker, get off my game.
This is why parents think, oh, the government knows better for my kids than I do. And I'm telling you, back in the day, that was not so. There was nobody that could tell my mother that they were a better parent to me than she was.
Right.
And y'all have heard me say this before. My mother was a drug addict for a good portion of my life, but she was still a damn good mother. When she was present, she was present. None of this, if I got in trouble at school, and I tell you, I got in trouble one time, I came close to getting paddled. And I'm sorry, I'm all for some corporal punishment. I said spank, not beat the hell out of. I want to make that clear. I didn't say abuse, punch in the nose and eye, but all about somebody getting a little spank in their hand or a little tap on the butt, some of you bigger ones, I am all for that. Again, I stress, that is a beat the hell out of, beat bloody and break bones, but yes, maybe a little spanking would put the fear of God in some of these kids. And also, I think we need a psychiatrist in the school, somebody for corporal punishment and a psychiatrist. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, we hold parents accountable for if their kids are drinking, if their kids are doing drugs, if their kids are skipping school, whatever else. We hold them accountable. Why not hold the parents accountable for what your kids are playing? If we find out some way, say Microsoft, finds out your kid is playing whatever game it is they shouldn't be playing, why not? Why is there not somebody we can turn to and say, hey, go investigate this. CPS.
You know, I love that idea. I love that. Because since you're going to vilify games and say that it is horrible, we're causing deaths, we're doing this, then why can we not call CPS on some of these games? I'm going to start doing that. If I see somebody playing something and I get a parent that's saying, oh, he's fine, I'm like, I'm calling CPS as soon as I leave here.
Mm-hmm.
You're not even in the room with him. I'm telling you, there's never a time the Baby Nation is playing a game. If it's, you know, if it's above her pay grade, then I'm not sitting right there with her. And I don't understand the parents that don't. This is good quality family time for me and her. Whether we're killing zombies or we're dancing, we do this together because I want to see. Even Dance Central has some things in it that are a little racy. You know, some of the girls' costumes are a little revealing. Some of the little moves are a little bit, you know, adult. So I'm making sure I'm watching. Some of you as parents, I know mama over there that you got four jobs. And if it's that bad, then you know what you do? You don't buy an Xbox for Tommy. You give him some books and you say, dude, work it out. Here, read this.
Exactly.
you're not getting an Xbox because I can't watch you, and I don't want anything to happen. I don't want to be responsible. And it's not just even that he may go crazy and kill somebody. There's other people looking to kill him, to hurt him. There's pedophiles. There's all kinds of things that can go wrong when you're just not watching your kids, when you just turn them loose on the internet.
Yes.
Speaking of which, right now, I'm watching the parental monitor and Baby Matrix is in the back on the internet. I know that she's watching a Minecraft video. Technology is a wonderful thing, people.
Lethal Migraine, you're a fucking idiot. Please stop breathing.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so.
But you know what? I'll tell you what. At least Lethal Migraine showed up. The people, if you want to be where the chat is, if you guys want to be where the action is, the chat room is where the action is. This is where the free opinion of ideas are being, you know, exchanged here. The only problem is that you might get called a fucking idiot by Ginger.
Be prepared for that.
Brain cells rub together. Anyway,
is he being facetious or is he serious?
I think he's just a fucking troll. I hope nobody's that stupid.
Oh my God, Ginger!
All right, so, but you know what? Nintendo kind of stepped up to this, and they did something different. The Wii Mini that they.
GLaDOS got you. GLaDOS has got you. Ginger, come back, GLaDOS.
I think he's the migraine back actor.
He probably is.
Yeah. Well,
come on back, Ginger.
She won't be back for a while. She's in back hack. That's what you get
man.
For crossing
oh,
migraine.
Oh, man, Ginger. Oh, man. She's gone.
Yeah. Anyways.
So now, Blaster.
Hmm? Yes,
when Little Blaster is old enough to play games, if you notice there's some discrepancies in the mentals, are you going to continue to let him play? Or are you going?
No. So, well, here's the thing. Speaking as a parent, right? There is the there's always that worry in the back of your head that I wonder if my child does something like this. Like you always kind of look out for early warning signs. As a parent, you worry about everything. You worry about, is my child progressing fast enough? Is my child behind in some way? Is my child getting enough attention, enough love, enough food, and things like that? I mean, there's always a worry, right? Mm-hmm. But then there are some parents out there that they don't have those normal worries that we have, right? And I think those are the children we have to worry about. I don't think for one moment that if you're a parent and you worry about your child and you're engaged in their lives, you have to worry about your child doing something like this. When I was little, my parents were engaged in my life. We had guns all over the house. They were not secured. No trigger locks. They were hanging up on walls where I could easily get a hold of them. Right? They were in my dad's closet. I even had a gun. I had a 3-10 shotgun underneath my bed. And here I am, like 12 years old. Guess what? Never pointed that at anybody. I knew what would happen if I shot somebody at that. They would die and I would go to jail. I knew all the repercussions of it. I knew how bad it was and how dangerous it was. And I never played with the thing. It just stayed there. Never got touched. It got moved occasionally. I was looking for my socks or something, but that was it. You know? And I'm just saying, I'm not saying it's a good parenting technique. I'm just telling you that my parents were engaged, and so I never dreamed of doing something like this. Never. Never, ever, ever.
I played
video games. I played violent video games.
That's why they keep telling them there's no correlation. Lisa, when she comes back, I will point that out to her if she can make it back. but I think the thing that bothers me the most about I forgot what I was saying. I'm gonna go in a different direction here. I think the thing that bothers me the most is the parents who are not willing to look at their child and say if there's something wrong. And maybe no, they shouldn't be playing video games. I don't think the video game is the be all and end all. I talked about this woman before. I actually went looking for that email today because my AOL saves all the way back several years. But one of the game developers from Women's Game Developer List had a son who was psychotic, and he was not allowed to play games like Call of Duty and Modern Warfare because, yes, it does get them a little aggravated. Now, again, they were already mentally ill to begin with, and I don't like the fact that the media tries to play it off like the game actually did something to them. The game made them that way. They were already sick to begin with, and it doesn't matter what it was that came along. It could have been they were watching TV. It could have been they walked outside and they saw two people arguing and it set them off. They were just going to be set off. There was nothing that could be done to stop that setting off other than making sure they got help that they need. One of my oldest and dearest friends also had a brother who was that way. Her parents were another one that didn't really do much with him. They just kind of turned him loose. And I, for the longest time, wasn't clear. I thought they were just having a family spat, but come to find out, he was actually mentally ill. And I says, you know, and I'm going to call her BB, why are you guys not putting your brother somewhere?
Right.
Why are you not putting him somewhere so that he cannot hurt somebody? He would show up at their house at odd times and threaten people. I remember I got out of the car one day there. He was standing there and he was, you know, giving me this look like he was going to strangle me to death. And, you know, I was like, you need to put him somewhere. We need to sometimes face up to the fact that people are sometimes just ill. They need help. Get over the fact that it, you know, it's the baby. Oh, I held you when you were born and you were so normal. Yeah. Not so much anymore. Just like when you held them, they didn't have boobs, they didn't have hair in certain places. This is just another part of them you're going to have to learn to deal with and accept. They weren't also having sex when they were born. They didn't have kids. They weren't drinking. They weren't looking at naked women or men. They weren't doing all kind of stuff when you held them. And you adjust. You know you're going to have to adjust. This is just something unforeseen that you have to adjust to. So I don't understand. Understand it all. Gender, have you returned? Have you returned to the fold? Oh, nope, she's not quite back yet. Let me see if I can add her in.
Mm.
Oh, there she comes. There she be. Ginger.
Nope, I don't see her back.
She's been
shut down.
She's
Lisa,
on.
Lisa, would you stop back hacking her so she can come back on?
Call failed.
Oh, see, she's back hacking.
She's going to be mad.
Left and right.
She'd be mad. Well, and I mean, he's talking about dedication and stuff. I don't necessarily. You know, I don't know.
No, there is other effects besides depression. There is a whole, you know, spectrum of effects. There is mania sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Hello. Okay, did I come up? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Blaster, can you hear me? Hello? Tap, tap, tap. Is this thing on? I think we are experiencing some technical difficulties. Please stand by. Okay. Well, Ginger's back, but we lost Blaster. Hello, Ginger.
Yay! Hello.
You apparently booted Blaster off. Now he's gone.
Girl, and I'm telling you, I think it's Skype because everything else. I mean, well, no, I can't say everything else because chat room went down too.
It's a chat room. No, it didn't go down. It went down for you.
That is strange. Well, I mean, well,
I'm never alone, Dark. Never ever alone.
I know, Dark.
Well, they're supposed to be hard to get because of the side effects. There's a problem, lethal. They're supposed to be hard to get.
Depression is becoming a big thing because back in the day, you didn't talk about this sort of thing. If you had a problem, you dealt with it. You know, it's still today, having any sort of mental anything has a stigma to it. I mean, hell, just ask the soldiers that are coming back from overseas with PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for them to get help. Try to actually find a doctor who will treat it the way it needs to be treated without saying, oh, you just need some stuff, you'll get over it.
I agree with them. They do hand out a little bit too much medication. They're quick to give it out. Oh, so-and-so has ADHD. I'm going to tell y'all.
No, so-and-so needs ass beat.
Hello, I had ADHD when I was little. Mm-hmm. I am a well-functioning oil machine. I'm a little spacey on occasion, a little out there, but I didn't need any medication for it. My mother listened to a doctor that told her I needed a 1 milligram Valium, and she said, we tried that for about a week or so. She says, and you were so not yourself.
A Valium for a kid?
Remember, this is way back when. And she said, you were so spacey and not yourself. You know, I'd rather have you running around playing. And you know how she treated my ADHD?
Gave you more stuff to do?
She gave me more stuff to do, less sugar. And give me tons of fruit, and you know, I had scheduled exercise. When I tell you scheduled exercise, during the summer, I swam every single day for 6 hours or more sometimes. I'd get out of the pool and go eat and go back in. And when I came in, I was too tired to be running around.
Exactly. And everybody's going to have different energy levels. Everybody is.
But there's always a natural way to treat things, and it's somebody's natural state. So if you want them, if they're a little bit too amped up, there's a way to get around it. There's a way to stop that. Gaming is another way for a lot of people that have ADHD to get out that extra energy. Oh, laughter. Oh, that was a B, whatever that was.
I never heard that.
There you go.
Why'd you go and back hack me?
You didn't got that.
Actually, my headphones ran out of batteries.
I thought as much, because you just cut off so abruptly. I would also like to add, I'm very nervous about the fact that, we were talking about this earlier in the week, too. Unfortunately, this has brought about some conversations some of us don't want to have with other people, and one of them for me has been, I now have to go over things with Baby Nature's escape routes at school.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about, you know, what to do if somebody comes in school shooting, and she's getting her first cell phone tomorrow, which she's excited about, but I am terrified. I'm telling you, I'm terrified.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, hell, cell phone at that age, that's...
Yeah, I am...
She's not supposed to be that old. Stop it!
No. And so we were having discussions about lock-in things and all this kind of business. So it's very scary, and I don't like that it's becoming a game thing.
You realize Marilyn Manson is categorized under violent media.
Yeah.
So anyway, so you were saying?
Speaking of the devil, she's trying to download software already.
All right. So yeah, but talk to your kids, people. I mean. So many of these kids didn't know what to do, and I understand they're young. You don't want to put this fear in them. You don't want to put these nightmares on them. But people have been killing each other since they learned how to use their hands. I said earlier since they picked up a stick, but no, since they learned to use their hands, they've been killing each other.
According to what is it, our Bible, didn't Cain slay Abel?
Exactly.
So what? You're not going to stop it by getting rid of guns. Is that going to happen? And getting rid of games is not gonna stop it, you know. None of our mass murderers throughout history, you know, back in the hundreds, 1600s, 1700s, Caesar, wasn't playing anything.
Mm-mm, people have been poisoning each other, stabbing each other, shooting each other, strangling each other, raping, pulverizing, doing horrible things, cutting each other up, eating each other.
Since the beginning of time.
Yes, and they're going to continue. Because there are sick people out there.
And refuse to acknowledge that they're just sick. They need some help.
Even if the help is being put in a room with, you know, mask on so they can't eat themselves.
Or other people.
Other people are not thirsty.
I understand parents, but at least there are a lot of parents, it seems, that want to be their child's hero, their friend. And at some point, you have to step aside and say, all right, I'm raising a child who's eventually going to be an adult. Does my child have these indicators, these issues? Am I ignoring them? Have I prepared them? Have I helped them adjust? No? Get on the ball. Stop trying to be your kid's friend. You can't ignore the problem.
I tell Baby Natrix, I'll be your friend when you got a college degree in your own house and you don't live with me anymore. That's when I'm your friend. You don't live here anymore, and you are a well-functioning, oiled machine, then we are friends. You can come over anytime you want. We will drink coffee, and we will shoot the shit anytime you want. But until then, I owns your ass.
Exactly.
And you are not going to hurt anybody on my watch.
Mm-mm.
Right. So, again, going back to just to finish that out about the debate, I think the debate should really be about school systems, right? What... You know, I don't know. There's a lot of reports coming out of this. I mean, one report said that he couldn't get let in, so he shot his way into the door and crawled in and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I would like to know what's going to be done to improve security at public school systems, because at this point, I don't know if I want to send my son to a public school at this point, because I'm worried about your safety.
You know, how much is too much, though? When does it become too much? When does it become a prison and your child burns to death because some lock, faulty wiring and the lock doesn't open?
Well,
I mean, there's all kinds of scenarios, but the point is that you don't make it easy for people. This is like home security, right? It's just the same thing. It's just too much. Locking my door, that's acceptable, but maybe installing an alarm, shatterproof windows in my house might be too much. I mean, you know, how much is too much safety, right?
Well,
I mean,
you know, this is a good discussion, too, but you also got to think about we are cutting funding for our school as is, mm-hmm. which is ridiculous. Schools should be the last thing ever to have funding cut to.
You know what? You made the analogy that schools want to become like prison. I think it should be handled that way, honestly.
Right.
These are our most precious commodity. If there had been a front gate with a not a security guard, a cop, because again, precious
right.
commodity, our children that you know
with them, we gotta hire them. And
if they're well, that's fine. Here's the thing. I think that we should never cut school funding. I'm completely against any scenario that comes into play. But if it's a question of, okay, well, this is the funding we have right now, not cutting, just what we have right now, I would, send the hate mail my way, that's fine. I would rather they fire a teacher as long as it brings a cop on board. I would do that any day of the week because the kids can't learn if they're not alive.
That's right.
Oh, but they don't learn with more students and less teachers either.
Well, I understand that, but I'm saying, I completely wholeheartedly agree with
you. Of their life, or?
I wholeheartedly agree with you. I think that school funding should get a boost. I think that there's a lot of things we could cut before school funding. That's not what I'm talking about here.
Yeah.
I'm saying that if they were can't approve school funding, so how do you want to pay for this? I would rather, and again, send the hate mail my way, rather cut a teacher's job and bring in a cop that do nothing at all, right? Something, right?
Dark says UT is putting cameras in the classroom, alarms, and keeping the doors locked. There is a couple of schools here that have been doing that for years. One in within a city, or if y'all have heard a Houstonian's joke about this, Bel Air, Texas, is actually dead middle of Houston, in the center of Houston's surrounding. But there's one of their schools. Baby Natrix was going to go there, and that was one of their selling points is that you had to go through three doors before you ever even got into the office. And then the office was between, the kids and those three doors. And each one of those doors had a different PIN number. And when I say these were doors, I'm talking about on the SS Enterprise, that type of door. It is a lot. You were not getting in. You could not shoot your way in. If you did, you would probably get through one. And at that point, they were, cops were going to be there. They had these high fences surrounding, and they were expensive. But I like the fact that it made me feel safe. One of the reasons I was going to let her go there is I felt safe, and I knew nobody could just walk in there and take her, or mm-hmm. walk in and start shooting at the place because you got three doors to get through, bulletproof metal. You need a keypad. It's not open for you no matter how many times you shoot it, doors. So I'm all for that. I'm all for making sure they're safe and secure. Or cameras, because I think cameras should be in high schools, especially because they're the most dangerous ones. The little ones, not so much. They may throw some glue on somebody's hair. But the big ones, we got to watch them. They're fighting each other. This one's got a gun at school. Some idiot kid here brought a gun to school this morning. It got arrested. He got arrested. So we need that. We definitely need that to schools to stop again blaming the games for it.
Exactly.
Again, nobody that's ever played a game that never held a real gun knows how to shoot one. They just don't. Mm-hmm. We were talking about that. What was that? Earlier this year or last year, I went to the gun range and I was like, "This is not like firing a controller." And everybody was making jokes like, "Well, you play games all the time. You know how to shoot a gun. Since when a controller shaped like a gun?"
Exactly. It weighs different. There's a kickback that's totally different. The pain in your shoulder's gonna throw you off.
Man, shoulders still hurt. It's hurting now.
Well, unless you're firing an AR, an AR is like. I've fired that before. My shotgun has way more kick than an assault rifle does. Way more.
Nine millimeter. And yeah, I don't like guns.
Right. I mean, I'm just saying I fired all kinds of guns.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like holding a game controller.
Oh yeah, yeah.
This is where they keep
completely
trying to
different.
Draw the correlation. They learn that these kids are learning how to shoot from the games. No.
And if they're learning to shoot from Call of Duty, then they're gonna miss everything they shoot at because that's not how you really shoot a gun. I hate to break it to you. I mean, I've played Call of Duty and I've played Arma 2, which I feel like is a better simulation of a real gun because I fired an AR-15 in all three of those scenarios, real life, two video games, and Arma 2 was the closest it came to it. and Call of Duty was just way off the mark. I mean, it's ridiculous how I go playing a game like Armor 2 and I go shooting gun, and then I go back and play Call of Duty, right? And it's like, I laugh at it. That's how comical it is. It's not, there's not even a correlation. I mean, I like playing video games and doing things I can't do in real life, but this is not even any, Call of Duty is not even anywhere close to firing a real gun in real life. It's not even a good simulation of it. And so if they're going to say, well, that's where they learned it, right? Then that is just ridiculous because that then they would be hitting nothing. They would not be able to aim.
No, exactly.
Just like I cannot go outside and check my tree and get a couch to fall off, because if it did, I'd have a whole new set every week.
Hell yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yes. I like Animal Crossing. I'm going
out. I don't go running people over. I don't go shooting at cops. I don't go breaking into buildings. Hell, I don't go hang out at clubs like I do in Second Life. All the games, all the different games. We don't play God on some island. We don't have pygmies that we throw into volcanoes.
I can pick up sharks.
Exactly, or drop them on people's heads. As much fun as that would be. I don't. Well, Corey, I don't think has any kind of gardens, and she loves to garden. I don't fish in real life. I love fish in these games.
I do not like to fish in real life.
I can't stand it. There are bugs. It's nature. It's all over me.
Exactly. It's hot. It's quiet. I got to sit there for hours. When I'm fishing in a game, it's a few seconds. I throw the hook out.
Exactly.
I don't have to smell it when I cut it up to cook it in the game, that is. So I don't know where this whole correlation. You know, that's the thing, is they keep focusing on the violence, and that's because these people are not gamers. I do like what they did in the UK. We're probably going to have to do it here. The ESRB or ECA is going to have to organize where we get these people together from the Senate and the White House and actually make them play the game. So if you're going to condemn something, you should at least know what you're condemning. If you can sit down and you play Call of Duty and then turn around and play Mario Kart and Dance Central, Wizard 101, and say, hey, this is bad, for sure, all of it's bad, yeah, we need to ban it. If you can do that and say that, then you know what can I say then? You know, I've put forth the best argument I can. I put the game in front of you so that you could play. And by the way, none of us here thinks we're wizards either.
No, speak
for yourself.
No.
Are you a wizard?
I'm a wizard.
No. I don't have a gorilla
and you're
pet.
And you're a Horcrux.
A Horcrux? Nice.
Margaret, you're a little early with that music there, Blaster.
I'm not. 4 minutes left to go. The song takes 4 minutes.
Oh, you know what? We got 1 minute, of course.
Bring the action.
Math, it's amazing.
All right, just so you guys know, this is our last show for the new year. We will not be on next week. We're off.
Yeah, right.
What kind of sort of off? We'll still be posting stuff and... Yeah, y'all thought y'all
were going to be. We have to figure out how to protect our.
Are we here tomorrow, then?
Well, no, we'll be here tomorrow. Well, this is our last night show. We got to do
this tomorrow. Okay.
And there'll be some reviews and stuff posted with our lovely reviews. But no more live stuff until after the week.
I don't promise anything. I may post live stuff during the week.
What's it? Just comment. You know, I'll jump in.
Well, you saw all the videos I was putting up on Facebook earlier. I plan on getting those on the website later.
Was that videos of Frankie?
Yeah. I've got more, but they were too big for Facebook. So.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah. So I'm going to load all the
videos. All right, well, everybody, it's been a fantastic year. I'm looking forward to next year. If you're still alive by tomorrow, I mean, good for you, right? And, you know, you can still download us, our old episodes, if you want to catch up on us before the new year. All right?
Don't get ate by the zombies.
That's right. Be sure you're stocked up.
Away from the zombies.
Bam. Bam. Chuck and chuck.
Yes.
Who's closing us out?
Later, boys and girls. Don't go towards the light. Run away.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter. Like us if you like us. Like us if you don't, because that'll teach us less. Happy 2013.
Yay!
Bring the action. When you listen to the club, you're gonna turn the shit up. You're gonna turn the shit up. You're gonna turn the shit up. When we up in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us. See them girls on the club. They looking at us, they looking at us, they looking at us. Everybody in the club, all eyes on us, all eyes on us, all eyes on us. I wanna scream and shout and let it all out, and scream and shout and let it out.
scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We say no, we are, we are, we are.
You are now rocking with Will I Am and
Britney, bitch.
Powering down.